Penguin Random House Audio presents Joe Gould's Teeth. This is the author, Jill Lepore. The history of a nation is not in parliaments and battlefields, but in what people say to each other, on fair days and high days, and in how they farm and quarrel and go on pilgrimage. W.B. Yeats. What am I always listening for in Harlem? Elizabeth Alexander. Part 1. Meo Tempore. Chapter 1. Little Joe Gould has lost his teeth and doesn't know where to find them. E.E. Cummings. For a long time, Joe Gould thought he was going blind. This was before he lost his teeth, and years before he lost the history of the world he'd been writing in hundreds of dime store composition notebooks, their black covers mottled like the pelt of a speckled goat, their white pages lined with thin blue veins. "I have created a vital new literary form," he announced. "Unfortunately, my manuscript is not typed." He'd sit and he'd write, and then he'd wrap his black and white notebooks in brown paper, tie them with twine, tuck them under one arm, and tramp through the streets of New York, from Greenwich Village to Harlem. When he stopped, he'd untie his bundle, open a notebook, take out a pen, and begin again. He wore sneakers, a coat that didn't fit, owl's eye glasses, and somebody else's teeth. He was writing the longest book ever written.